Welcome to Flip the Script with Vic, your weekly pep talk to expand and shift your perspective. I'm your host, Victoria Nielsen. Together, we'll unwind all the things you thought you knew and awaken to what's possible when you flip the script and take control of your own life. Are you ready? Let's jump on in. Hello, my loves. Welcome to another episode of Flip the Script with Vic. I'm your host, Victoria Nielsen. Man, I feel like I'm coming out of my own portal after this week of sickness in my house. My youngest got sick, and then my oldest got sick, and then my husband got sick. And thankfully, I did not get sick. But I'm realizing I think it was an upgrade, and all of the energy that I moved in Mexico actually transmuting to my family and them having to kind of have their own energetic upgrades. But I'm getting ahead of myself because this episode is really going to be about that transformative experience that I had in Mexico. So this week is more of a story time. If you would like to pause and make some tea or pop some popcorn, I would encourage it because I'm going to share more about my experience with the amazing medicine woman Ame at Casa Terra, the retreat space that I held my beautiful Return to You retreat at just a couple of weeks ago. So I was there for the partial eclipse, which was not planned at all, but I think that's what really kicked things off because eclipses are times of sudden change. So they could be a death, a birth, you know, getting pregnant, finding out news that's unexpected, you know, all kinds of these really like sudden things that can upheave your life. But it's an upheaval in a really good way, in bringing you closer to your dharma, your life's purpose, to your true life's path. And so even if it feels like something is crumbling and falling and it can feel really tumultuous, it's actually for your greatest good. And I saw that to be true this week as well, because, you know, the eclipse portal was the Sunday before the retreat started, and I got to experience it on the beach, and it was so beautiful. And then, or no, it was Monday. Yeah. And I went to get a massage, and this is like the day that my retreat is starting. It doesn't start till the evening, but you know, this is a lot of energy to be moving through the collective before you're hosting a retreat first and foremost. So, you know, moving a lot as it is. And then I go to get a massage, and I don't even know it, but the woman that's doing the massage is a medicine woman who is actually doing a beautiful ceremony for us later at the retreat. But she cleanses my energy before we go back to the room, and she just touches my hands and, you know, uses some sage, and I burst into tears. And she doesn't speak English very well. You know, Spanish is her native language, and my entire family speaks Spanish except for me. I used to run away from my abuela, but it's something that I've been healing, and I've been trying to learn Spanish, you know, through the apps and things. And I make my mom speak Spanish when she comes and visits, but I'm not fluent by any means. And so we're trying to have this conversation in broken Spanish. And all I can tell her is that I feel like my ancestors are there with me. And when I say that, I really mean my great grandmother on my mom's side is one of my spirit guides, has been working with me for a long time, like since my spiritual awakening and probably even before then. And so Ame, the woman, tells me that, you know, she knows that my great grandmother is here and that I have a contract of suffering that my great grandmother has asked her to help me heal. And I just say, yes, of course. And so we go into the massage and we're kind of trying to talk back and forth, but it's hard with the broken Spanish. And so afterwards, she gets out Google Translate and starts telling me, you know, about this contract of suffering and asking if I'm ready to release it. And of course, I'm like, yes, absolutely. And I can't stop crying. And, you know, I felt this heaviness when I got to Casa Terra. And I think it was because it was ready to be released. And before we even went on the retreat, I had someone read my astrocartography, which is where they use your natal chart, but then use the meridians and lines of the earth to tell you where like your Venus line is, your Taurus line. So the planets, the cosmos relate to different lines on earth, and these different ley lines have different energy for you in particular based on your natal chart and where you're born and where the planets are in your chart and all of that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's completely unique to you because you are a unique snowflake, and you know, it amazes me sometimes that people think they aren't unique, and then you find out this knowledge that is just so meant for you and you only. But anyway, I digress. So she gave me this reading, and she said that around this time, and because of where the retreat is, that I was going to have like these unexpected things come up that were going to be really healing. And so I did. So then, you know, we did a rebirth ceremony together. So using Google Translate after the massage, she basically told me that like a spiritual bath is what I needed to do, and that she could walk me through breaking the contract and all of that, which I was like, yes, please. Because my mom was also on the retreat with us, which was really special in and of itself. But then to have her be part of this process was like so beyond. Like the healing that can happen between the generations when just one person heals is huge. But to have her there to support me and be a part of this was, I mean, just even more special. And so we went back in the evening and she did a rebirth ceremony for me with a beautiful spiritual bath of, you know, rose and orange peels and chamomile and all kinds of herbs that she put in the bath, especially for me. And she walked me through this visualization as if I was part of the womb of the earth. And we went through and we broke this contract together. And then my mom was there to receive me like a newborn baby. And it was really crazy because she started playing a lullaby, and it was the lullaby that my mom used to hum to me when I was little. And I can't even make this up. Like, I didn't remember it until we both heard it. And my mom was like, "Do you remember that I used to sing this to you?" And I was like, "Yes, actually." And so we had this beautiful moment of my mom just holding me as a 34-year-old woman, as if I was this newborn baby. And it was really special. And then I had to sleep in the herbs. And the next morning, I felt so much better, so empowered. The rest of the treat was absolutely amazing. And, you know, later on, we got to talking to Ame, the medicine woman, and my mom was asking about, she was born in the amniotic sac. So the beautiful fluid sac that you're in when you're in the womb, most of the time it breaks. That's, you know, your water breaking. And then it starts labor and you're born. Well, her sac never was broken. And so she was born in that sac. And actually, she wanted me to be born in the sac as well. And I would have been, but a nurse broke her water and she got really pissed about it. And so what does that have to do with the rest of the story? Well, we were talking to Ame and my mom asked about being born in the sac because, you know, we thought that it just means that she's more intuitive or more in touch with her spiritual self, which is true. But also that is what started this contract of suffering, because she was fighting being born on Earth. She didn't want to come to Earth. And so that strife, that inner struggle, she birthed it into physical existence by being born in the sac. And if you know anything about generational healing, you know, anything that your mother and even grandmother has experienced energetically, physically, mentally, you've experienced because you were an egg inside of your mother and an egg inside of your grandmother, essentially, because you were inside your mother. And I know that's a little trippy to think about, so I'll give you a second, but you know, they say it's 7 generations forward and 7 generations back that you are positively affecting with any of the energy work that you do. And I've seen it firsthand in this ceremony, because to hear that that was why I had this contract of suffering, which Ame confirmed, because she said during the visualization, like, you know, I chose a certain color for the contract, and that means it was one that was placed upon me. It wasn't one that I chose before coming to Earth. And so we broke this contract together and we rewrote it, and it was really, really powerful. And, you know, I could feel the lightness of it, and I rewrote the contract to be one of happiness and joy and all of the things that are your birthright as a human. Abundance and joy are your birthright and are your natural state. And so I come back to the US and I feel lighter. I feel great. The retreat was amazing. Well, then my entire family gets sick. Like, entire family gets sick, vomiting, diarrhea, like purging big time. And it wasn't until yesterday that I connected the two and said, wow, holy shit, the energy work that I'm doing affected everything around me so much so that my entire family needed to move through it and upgrade. And, you know, I get some people are going to say, like, they just got sick, Victoria, like, what the fuck? But I believe everything is interconnected. And I don't believe that it's a coincidence that they got that sick after I did all of this healing energy work. And then I didn't get sick at all. But I'm also losing weight. So the correlation there to me is all of the energy that you hold on to in your solar plexus and in your womb space can be actual physical weight on your body. So if you're having a hard time losing weight, if you're having a hard time feeling connected or safe in your body, a lot of that is also related to energetic work, and especially can be related to energetic, like ancestral, familial, and generational work. Because now that I've been back, I've been trying so hard to lose these last 10 pounds since I had Rocky. I've lost 5 of them. No problem. Like absolutely no problem. And I know it's because I'm shedding that energetic weight that was associated with it. And so, you know, that happens where your physical mirrors the energetic and so on and so forth, right? Like it's all connected. So I just think it's super wild. I've done this generational mother wound healing for quite a few years now. And this has been the first year that it's been this profound that I've been able to really see the positive effects and changes based on my healing and my energy work. And it is a ripple effect. So, you know, I'm going to be launching my best-selling Healing the Mother Wound program again this summer, and with even more knowledge, right? Be based on all of the stuff that's just happened to me, but also based on all of the work that I've done previously, because I've seen firsthand, not just this time, but when I started my healing journey, you know, my mom is now curious. She came on this retreat with us and wants to do this work. My grandmother is asking me to like read her oracle cards and stuff, which is something that never would have happened. And so you may not think that the work that you're doing has an effect, but it does. It ripples to everyone around you and everyone in your immediate vicinity. And your healing is also healing for your family. You know, in this work, you will find that not all of your ancestors are healed and ready to help you, but you can be the one to help transmute any of their shame and suffering and pain and any of the emotions that they were unable to transmute in their own lifetimes. And you may be carrying energy that's not even yours. You know, for years, I'm a really positive person, but I've had this like weight on my chest and I've felt this immense sadness and I knew it wasn't mine, but I didn't know where it came from. So now that I've had this ceremony to be able to get rid of it for good and I mean, again, confirm that it was never mine to begin with. I knew it wasn't mine. And so, you know, the trauma is passed through generations until there's someone ready to heal it. And if you're listening to this podcast, then I truly believe you're one of the people that are meant to heal the things in your family, the, you know, potential instability or financial suffering or anything really. You can be the one to transmute if you're willing and open to do the work. And it can and does ripple out far beyond you and has so many far-reaching benefits that, you know, you think it's just you, but it's not. And it's actually really selfless to be healing in this way and to do this work. So, you know, I'll leave our story time there. I feel like that was a lot to drop in an episode, but it really, you know, I'm still integrating it, but just to see all the dots connecting is really cool. And to know that it's possible, anything is possible when you allow yourself to sit and move through these emotions. And, you know, we're so excited and had such an amazing experience at Casa Terra that we're going back in May of next year, May the 2nd to the 7th. If you want to come with us, we have a special early bird price going right now. Like Ame is going to do some special ceremonies for us again. You know, it was really healing, not even just for me, for all of the women that attended. I mean, one of the women told me her life has changed after our week together in Mexico. And I would believe it after seeing what's changed in my own life since coming back. And yeah, Yeah, I think that's all I wanted to share today, guys. It was just story time of what's going on in my world and the wildness that is integrating and occurring. And yeah, I'm still, I feel like in this portal, slowly coming out of it, right? Everyone in my family is getting better, but that was a rough, like, 5 days. I don't even know. Time, what is time? But if you want to know more about the Return to You retreat, the second annual Return to You retreat in May of next year in Mexico, check out the show notes. If you want to learn more about healing the mother wound, I'll be opening up the wait list for that program really soon. As always, please like, rate, subscribe, review, share this podcast so other amazing women can learn how to heal and grow and expand and step into the women that they're supposed to be. So let's keep flipping the conversation, keep flipping our perspectives, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. I love you guys so much. Be good to one another. Sat Nam.